Hey there, and welcome to your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals, whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories. This podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast about all things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Thursday to help you end off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey guys, happy Thursday. I hope you are having a great week. Thanks for joining me again here for another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. My name's Penny. I am glad to have you. And thank you again to all of you who are leaving me reviews and sending me emails and just notes on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. I love hearing from you guys, getting the feedback and support, and also hearing what you're up to. I love hearing about people's sailing adventures. So please do continue to send me that information. Love to hear it. And also a big thank you to my patrons. I have a couple new patrons over the last couple weeks, Val and Andre. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for your ongoing support in helping me to keep these podcast episodes coming out to you. So really appreciate it. So this week we are going to continue on our sailing series, or sail series, I guess, not sailing, specifically about how to maintain and repair and do a little bit of DIY maintenance to your sails. So last week we talked a bit about prevention, about proper storage, what things to look for on your sails to see where they are wearing down. And this week we're going to talk about those wear points and what you can do to help to basically fix them. So you can get a couple more seasons, hopefully, out of your sail, or God forbid you have an emergency out on the water and you need to do some sort of sail repair. Going to talk a little bit about that. So let's jump right into it. All right, so jumping right in here, in order for us to do a bit of maintenance on our sails, we are going to need some sort of sail repair kit. So this is definitely something I recommend that you put together for your boat. It doesn't have to be overly complicated, and definitely your skills and tools can expand as your knowledge expands, and you will start to get to know your boat and start to see where some of the typical points of failure are for your sails. So last week we talked a bit about sails, for instance, your foresail rubbing on the shroud. So is this something that is quite common on your boat, just the way that the boat is rigged up, where your shrouds are placed, how your foresail is cut? It might be something that is just kind of a fact of life with the boat and sail that you have currently going on. So it might be something that needs to be watched and maintained a little bit more often than something else. Same idea with your spreaders. If you have a really large Genoa and it's often being rubbed against the end of your spreaders, maybe that is another section that you are keeping an eye on, and you are keeping some extra sail tape or extra sail patches on board so that you can do any kind of maintenance as it comes up. So having a kit that works for you is going to be key. I'm going to talk about some of the basics that you want to have in a sail repair kit and when you would potentially need to use them. So let's jump in. Our first item here is sail repair tape. So sail repair tape, basically it's a strong adhesive tape specifically designed for repairing your sails. So it's usually made of some sort of durable waterproof material, like a ripstop nylon material, for instance. And what you want to do, usually it comes in rolls, or it can come in pre-cut squares. I tend to purchase the rolls, and then from there you can measure out the amount that you need. And you're looking basically for a tape that is easy to apply and something that adheres really well to the sail. So if you do a bit of Google search, depending on where you're located and the type of marine stores that you have in the area, you'll definitely be able to find a few different options there for a good nylon sail tape. And that particular tape is great for quick fixes. Any of those little rips that you might have, little pinholes that I was talking about, or any area actually where you start to see more rubbing on the sail, so against the shrouds or spreaders, you could reinforce that section of the sail using some sail tape. So sail repair tape is at the top of the list. Next thing you're going to want to have are sail needles. So these needles are specific for heavier gauge cloth. So they tend to be longer and stronger than regular sewing needles. And they are designed to penetrate like a heavy sail cloth or even a canvas. So it's a good idea to have a variety of sizes available and thicknesses as well, depending on what you are stitching. So the stitching that you find, for instance, let's say on a spinnaker, will be much lighter than the stitching that you will find at the head of your mainsail. So depending on which part of the sail you are trying to do a little bit of a fix and what kind of stitching you are doing, that will determine the size and gauge of needle that you use for that project. And along those lines, the next item is thread. So you want to make sure that you have a heavy duty thread that is UV resistant and a thread that is suitable for sewing sails. So if you have ever looked at the website SailRite, SailRite, they have a whole bunch of different products specifically for sailing, but also for canvas and just kind of heavy duty outdoor use. So they're a really good place to look for a nice heavy duty thread. So it will be strong, UV resistance. Usually they're polyester or nylon is most common for sail repairs. But sometimes you will also find like a waxed thread as well. And yeah, you'll want different gauges of thread so that you can match whatever it is that you're trying to fix. The next item is to have some sailcloth patches. So basically, if you have an old sail and you want to cut up some pieces that are still in good shape, you could do that. You could also purchase sailcloth patches that basically have been cut into different sizes. Again, usually nylon is most common, but if you do have a Dacron sail or some other type of sail, you might want to think about having some spare pieces of fabric for that sail. It's almost like when you know, if you buy a tent, for instance, they usually give you a couple of tent patch pieces that will match the fabric that you have. So the idea would be that you would have something similar on the boat again, so that if you do need to do a last minute quick repair, you have a fabric that matches what you are attempting to fix. Some people like to do different colors, or, you know, if you want to get fancy with it, you could have patches that have different colors so you can keep track of what you're patching. I guess you wouldn't want it to start looking like a quilt or something like that. You have too many patches going on, but again, it will help you kind of quickly identify where you've made a patch and potentially where there is ongoing kind of rubbing or breakdown of the sail. So if you find that you are having to patch the same area over and over again, or a similar area on along the sail, maybe there's a rigging issue that is contributing to it that you should have a look at. Maybe there's, an issue with one of your, it could be a halyard issue, could be your sail slugs are causing an issue. Shrouds are very common. But, you know, depending on what you have on your boat, lazy jacks, for instance, if you have lazy jacks, those potentially, if they're too loose, they would be, they could be hitting your sail or rubbing against your sail. So just a few different things. You might have to do some investigative work if you do notice that you have kind of patches of wear happening on the sail in specific places. The next item that I have here is called a sailmaker's palm. And basically it's a protective leather thimble that's worn over your hand. And what it does is it gives you a platform or a surface for you to be able to push those heavy gauge needles through the fabric. So super key. I had to do a sail repair once and I didn't have one. I ended up using a little block of like 2x4 that we had, or I think it was part of a cutting board or something, but same kind of idea, like something really hard and tough. And it's a lot easier to do your sewing when you have a sailmaker's palm on. And it just gives extra strength to the needle and extra support when you're pushing it through the fabric. So you can line it up properly and push it nice and cleanly through, and you're not pricking your own fingers or hurting your palm in any way. So that's an easy one to get to. They're usually, yeah, big, thick leather type of thing. Next item I have is a seam ripper. These are really common if you do any kind of sailing or quilting or clothing making or anything like that. You will definitely be familiar with a seam ripper. I have about a dozen of these scattered throughout the house probably. Basically it's a tool that is used to remove damaged stitching from a sail. In this case, we're talking about sails. And it allows you to kind of reopen a seam that has been stitched closed. So potentially you have a few pieces of thread or a couple stitches that have come loose for whatever reason, or maybe the thread has broken down and you want to restitch that edge. So I'm thinking, for instance, for the leech of the sail, if you have some breakdown along the leech, what you could do is use your sail ripper or your seam ripper, sorry, not sail ripper, don't rip the sail, rip the seam. The seam ripper will be used to clear out those stitches, pull out the old thread, and then you can use your sailmaker's palm along with your sailing needles and your proper gauge thread to kind of fix that seam. Next one is similar, but scissors, a good hardy pair of scissors. It's funny, I've done some work on the boat over the last couple months, and I find I'm always looking for a good pair of scissors. So I went and purchased a good pair for the galley. And I don't have like a good all-purpose kind of pair of scissors. So I have purchased a couple now. One, I kind of call them my maintenance scissors. So if I use them for yucky jobs, doesn't really matter. I have another set that I just bought specifically for my sail repair kit. So I'm keeping those in there. And then obviously I have my galley scissors, which I only use in the galley. But so having a good pair of scissors, especially, if you do any kind of quilting or anything like that, I do some quilting, and a good pair of scissors really goes a long way. So you want something that is really sharp, really good for cutting fabric, thread, tape, that kind of thing. Really durable, easy to use. And they can definitely a pair of scissors that will let you do precise cuts as well. Another thing I keep in my kit is chalk. I have a couple pieces of pink chalk, or I think I might even have a piece of dark blue chalk. And I also have a pen. So it's a marking pen specifically, again, for quilting, but I've used it or taken it and I'm using it on the boat now. So if I do need to mark off the sail, or I need to mark off a piece of fabric or a piece of tape or whatever, I have basically this pen that I can use, or the chalk. Both of them will rub off fairly easily, so you don't have to worry about that. I generally try to avoid using Sharpies or anything like that, because I tend to be a little bit messy when I do stuff and it doesn't come off. So I have a pen that I specifically use for when I'm marking any kind of sail repair. Next thing I need to also use with my pen would be a measuring tape. So I like to have a flexible measuring tape. Basically, it's again similar. I'm getting tongue-tied here. Similar type of tape measure that you would use when you're making clothing or measuring fabric or anything like that. So it's not a rigid tape measure. It is a flexible tape measure, and just easy for you to measure off and section off pieces of sail that might need to be fixed. Sailmaker's wax. This is something that you may or may not find on the boat, online too. When you are searching for a sail repair kit, you'll definitely find it at SailRight, potentially maybe something on Amazon as well. But basically it's a wax that you would use to wax and lubricate the thread that you're using for your stitching. Again, because it is a heavier gauge thread, it will tend to stick on the actual material. So if you get Sailmaker's wax, then you can lubricate the thread and then it'll make it that much easier when you are fixing whatever it is that you are fixing. Having spare shackles and grommets and sail slugs, any type of basically items that you will find in the sail that may need to be replaced. So extra Velcro, that kind of thing. I tend to keep a few of those on the boat as well. Of course, it's always really hard to find the exact same make and shape and size. So I end up with an assortment of sizes, whether I like it or not. But if you do need to replace a sail slug, for instance, I always order extras whenever I order my extra pieces for my sail so that I do have these extra things available, and I put those into my sail bag so that I have them ready to be sewn back onto the sail or replaced on the sail if I do need to do that. And then finally, I like to keep my sail repair kit in a nice little canvas bag. Actually, you could even use a good waterproof bag. I would suggest that would be even better so that everything is organized and also stays nice and dry and you know exactly where it is when you will need it the most. I just want to take a minute to give a big shout out to my patrons. You guys are a huge support for me. You help to make these episodes possible, so thank you so much. For those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it's a way for you to help support content creators like myself through a subscription. For as little as $3 a month, you can support my little podcast to reach many more people, and it will help me bring you new episodes every single week. Check it out today at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. One last time, patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. And I so appreciate your support. Now let's get back to our episode. All right. So last week we talked a little bit about the most common areas where you're going to find some wear and tear on your sails. So I'll just quickly go through those because these are the areas where you're going to end up doing most of your sail repairs. And so then we'll talk about what types of sail repairs that you might do more frequently. So first, obviously, we have tears and rips. So if your sail is getting caught on anything, I talked last week about turnbuckles and using split rings, or if you have cotter pins, sometimes the foot or the leech of the foresail will get caught on those and then it will rip. So very common that you have little tears and rips or little pinholes that you're going to have to fix on your sail. Leech and foot damage. So talked about that as far as the foresail primarily, I find more so than the mainsail, but the mainsail, you may also get a little bit of damage there if there's any chafing or rubbing against the boom, for instance, with the mainsail, but it can cause fraying over time, but it might take a little bit of time. UV damage. So we talked about using a mainsail cover for your mainsail and also making sure if you have roller furling for the foresail that you have a reinforced UV patch along the leech and the foot of the sail so that when the sail is rolled up and stored for the season, it is properly protected from the UV, because the UV will tend to, it'll discolor the sail, it'll add brittleness to it, it'll make it weaken the sail cloth and stuff. So definitely making sure that your sails are properly protected from the sun. Batten pockets are an area with a lot of stress and where you are commonly going to find some sort of breakdown of the material or the pocket itself. A lot of times you will start to see the pocket, the threading around the end of the pocket will start to break loose. So we'll talk about how to fix that in a minute. And basically there's the luff and the head of the sail, like any high stress points on the sail is where you will potentially have to do some fixes. I actually had somebody contact me, I think it was last season, and they were saying that at the head of the sail, basically there's usually a plastic plate at the head of the sail where the halyard attaches, and this person, the plate, basically the sail had ripped underneath the plate and had kind of three quarters detached from the plate, and they were wondering what kind of sail patch they could do for that. And I suggested they get a new sail because that's a pretty big piece of damage. Unfortunately, there are certain areas where there's just so much strain on the sail that it really wouldn't do it justice to try and patch it or stitch it back together. It's just that whole area is now compromised. So unfortunately, I suggested they send it off to a professional sailmaker so that they could potentially try to add on an extra piece and patch it properly. But I don't know if they had any luck with that, unfortunately. And then finally, stitching, just overall stitching repairs. So at the end of the season here, we're starting to wind down. I'm going to be not pulling Spindrift out, but I'm going to be taking my sails off of the boat in the next few months. And one of the things I do before I store my sails is I'm going to have a look along the luff, the foot, and the leech for all the stitching. I'm going to have a look at my reef points, especially. There's a lot of tension at the reef points, making sure that those all look good with stitching and no excessive, I guess, tension. That's not really the word I'm thinking of, but like stretching of the fabric. So just having a good overall look. So basically, it's really important to inspect the sails regularly for any signs of damage and try to address anything that is coming up quickly. So when you do small repairs, you can prevent having to do larger repairs down the road and stuff. And it's also going to increase the lifespan of your sail. So if you can try to keep up with it, definitely do so. If you do find that a repair might be a little bit out of your league, you could always contact a sail maker, a sail repair person, potentially share some photos and get their opinion on if they think it's something that can be fixed, or if you are looking at a new sail. So all right, so some basic sail repair stuff that you can definitely do on your own without consulting a professional sailmaker or having to send your sails off to a professional sailmaker, I should say. You can always consult one, absolutely. I don't know if they're going to charge you or not, but there's no hurt and harm in asking, of course. But yeah, I would say the most common thing that you are going to be fixing will be small tears and holes in the sail. So basically, the best way to do that is you can patch them yourself using sail repair tape. First thing you want to do is clean the damaged area and then cut out a patch from your sail tape and basically use that to cover the damage. So you want to make sure that you are taping a larger area than the hole itself. So most of the types of holes that I end up preparing, I would say, I don't even know what kind of measurement, like take the end of a pen and like punch it through a little piece of paper, like just the tip of a pen or pencil. Like that is the largest size of hole that I have repaired with sail tape. You don't tend to get really big holes on your sail unless they get caught and ripped on something. And then in that case, I'll talk about stitching. But so this is for like those pinholes, just general wear and tear on the sail starts to break down. So the idea is basically you're going to cut a patch of your sail tape that is larger than the hole. You're going to actually cut two because you want to apply the tape on both sides of the sail so that you have both sides are covered, and you want to make sure that everything adheres really well to the sail. There's no air bubbles, there's no, you know, dirt or anything else that has got caught under the sail tape, and basically making sure that all of the edges of the sail tape have adhered. And that will be the best way basically to fix a small tear or a hole in your sail. Now, if you have a larger tear in your sail, what I would recommend is you would be using your sailmaker's palm, your needle and thread, and you are stitching up that actual hole. And then I would apply sail tape over top of that afterwards. So that would be how I would fix a larger tear. And by a larger tear, I am thinking something that is probably maybe, I would say anything over an inch, basically. Like, well, anything over that pen hole size. So half an inch onwards, I would be using stitching and my sail repair tape to fix that. Anything larger than that, when you are getting into, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 inches of, so your sail has really caught on something and it has really ripped open, you can also do this repair, especially as an emergency type of repair. But really what you would want to do in this case is you would want to use some of that spare sail fabric that you have. And again, you would be cutting a patch that is larger than the rip that you have. And you would be applying the patch over top of that. And again, I would do one on either side, and I would be stitching, basically making a sail fabric sandwich, all 3 layers of fabric, and stitching those together. So those are for really larger types of repairs. So small repairs, definitely using your sail repair tape. 2 pieces, one on either side of the sail, making sure it's nice and clean, everything adheres properly. Larger holes, 2 inches plus, I would be stitching up the hole and using sail repair tape, again on both sides. Anything larger than that, looking at, you know, 4 to however long inches of rip, basically, that's when I would also be looking at potentially stitching, taping, but more likely using my sail repair patches. Restitching seams is another thing that will be the most common for you to do. So over time, the stitching on your sails will start to deteriorate, or it could even just come undone, just wear and tear. So use your seam ripper, get the old stitching out of there, and then use your sailmaker's palm and your needles and heavy duty thread and just redo the stitching along there. A lot of times you will use like a zigzag stitch on these types of repairs. So zigzag stitch, and then make sure that you double knot the ends as well. I mentioned batten pockets previously. So batten pockets are an area where there's quite a bit of wear and tear and tension on the sail. So it's not uncommon for the end of the batten pocket to become unstitched. And definitely in this case, you're going to want a heavier gauge needle and a heavier gauge thread. But same idea, using your sailmaker's palm and your needle and thread to properly patch or replace that seam that has come undone. All right, so another thing that I talked briefly about having in your kit would be spare parts, spare shackles, and stuff like that. So these you can replace yourself on the sail. It's I find replacing grommets on a sail is a bit tricky, and if you don't have the proper grommet, I forget what it's called, but it's like a peg and like a little thing that you kind of hammer down and it gets the grommet set up there. So if you do purchase that type of thing, I'll remember the name, of course, when I'm done recording this, that would be handy to have in your kit, making sure it's the right size for the types of grommets that you have in your sail. But and then as far as shackles and stuff, basically, if you have a twisted or broken shackle, you would remove it from the sail and then put the new one on. But obviously that only works if the material that the shackle is attached to, or the point that the shackle is attached to, is still intact. If not, then you would be looking at using your sailmaker's palm and a really heavy gauge thread and needle to try and resecure or create a new piece of fabric for that shackle to live on. So basically a lot of your sail repairs are kind of just, again, prevention is your biggest thing, and then doing the small repairs as they come up. So replacing, or not replacing, but fixing those little pinholes, any little rips, making sure you've got your sail tape on there. If you are using sail tape, that is something that I would check and replace regularly as needed. And again, these are kind of short-term fixes potentially that will just kind of help you get a little bit more life out of your sail, or help you get back to wherever it is you're going that you need to get back to, and then potentially looking at a proper professional fix or even ordering new sails, unfortunately. Now, I'm just going to touch on briefly, you guys can look these up on Google or wherever, but just 3 of the most common stitches that you should be familiar with for doing sail repair. So the first one is a lock stitch. The lock stitch, I would say, is the most widely used stitching technique for sail repairs because it gives strength and durability as you're interlocking the thread on both sides of the fabric. So you are basically sandwiching the fabric with the thread. So this one is used quite a lot and it just creates a bunch of interlocking loops that secure the fabric pieces together. So that's called a lock stitch. The next one would be your zigzag stitch. So the zigzag stitch is used most common definitely along your leech or even anywhere where we have panels of fabric that come together, because basically the zigzag stitch, what it does is it keeps everything together, but it provides just enough flexibility and it helps to kind of spread the stress across the fabric, if that makes sense. So the zigzag stitch is most common on a sail. You'll see that if you have a look at your sail, you'll see there's zigzag stitches all over the place. You basically go back and forth with the needle, creating a zigzag pattern. So it's also one of the easier ones to do, a little bit harder to make it look all even and nice equal. But you know, if you're like me, it ends up looking a bit Frankenstein at the end, but whatever, we're just trying to make it work. It's used definitely for all of your reinforcing seams, repairing your batten pockets, securing your patches, that kind of thing. So you'd be using a zigzag stitch for that. And the final stitch is called a whip stitch. So the whip stitch is used to kind of repair torn edges of sailcloth, or if you need to bring together two ends of a piece of a sailcloth. So it's kind of used when there's fraying present. So it helps to create a nice clean type of edge on the fabric. That's kind of the easiest way that I can describe it. So again, try to, you can Google these, and I'm sure YouTube is full of different people showing videos on how to do each of these stitches. But basically, if you have those three stitches in your bag of tricks, you will be able to fix any of the damage that you might come across on your sails, whether it is preventative or like minor maintenance that you're doing, or if you have an emergency while you're out sailing and you do need to fix the sail so that you can get back to your safe harbor. All right, so I'm going to wrap up here. I actually just pulled up the SailRight website and searched sail repair kit. Man, they've got a few options here. I just pulled one up. It's $132 and includes everything that I just talked about. Grommets with rivets, sewing needles that are different sizes, different UV polyester thread. It's got the sailmaker's palm. Wax for waxing. Yeah, I'm going to have to get me one of these. I've actually already got everything, but this comes all together in a nice package. There definitely are some pre-made kits out there that you could purchase, and or you could have fun putting together your own. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it has helped you a little bit with thinking about any repairs that you might want to tackle in the off season or shoulder seasons. And hopefully you stay on top of the small repairs so you don't have to do any big ones. And I will be seeing you guys again next week. Bye.